Hello, everybody. Here I am with the bust of Frank McCourt. Frank McCourt, perhaps the most famous writer from Limerick, was born here in 1930 into a poverty-stricken family. The Great Depression had just begun. You know, Ireland was not wealthy by even by Western European standards, and Limerick was particularly struck with pauperism. So his father had been in the IRA in the troubled times of the early 20th century, came from what then turned into Northern Ireland, was a Catholic, but often had difficulty getting people in Southern Ireland to believe that. And so Frank McCourt suffered bigotry from his mother's side of the family. You're saying you've got North of Ireland hair and they're Presbyterians in your father's family and things like that, despite his father actually being a zealous Catholic. So Frank McCourt's father was a sort of loquacious, well-meaning, alcoholic, faintly pathetic sort of person, drinking too much, squandering the family's money, in and out of jobs, doing bits and bobs of jobs. And so life was very tough for him, certainly according to his memoir, Angela's Ashes, saying that he had an unhappy life and, an Irish Catholic child is the most miserable of all, and the pious, defeated mother moaning by the fireside and so on. So he paints a very grim picture of 1930s Limerick, where he grew up and he didn't have proper shoes and so on. Here's Leamy's Institute, where he went to school, how he was often derided for his penury, having to walk around in shoes made out of tyres and things like that. He had several siblings, and it's really a rather unedifying tale. For example, there's some boy who lets peeping Toms look at his sisters in return for money and things like that. So it's not morally uplifting, I've got to say that. And so he has to leave school in his early teens and do any work he can for money. He gets too much coal dust in his eye, having to go to a charity hospital and things like that, there being no publicly funded healthcare at the time, going to the cinema all the time. The Second World War was on, so brought up in a nationalist tradition. And then he was delivering letters. Then there's this woman who's a moneylender, and he writes poison pen letters on her behalf to threaten people to pay their debts, and he's highly successful at it. So he's obviously clever, but for financial reasons can't pursue education. And then he very controversially claimed that he seduced this wealthy teenage girl when he was the same age, who was terminally ill, and she died only days after they copulated. So Frank McCourt, he published that in 1998, if memory serves, and it was an international bestseller. So it catapulted him to fame. He'd emigrated from Ireland roughly 1950, caught the ship to the United States, flying then being prohibitively expensive. And then I think it was in the US military, he went to college later in life, was a teacher in New York. He also wrote Tears. He wrote a book, Teacher Man, which received far less attention than his autobiography, Angela's Ashes. And after retirement, he wrote that. So he came back to Ireland a lot after the late 90s, and he appeared on The Late Late Show in 1999, if memory serves. A local journalist took him to task. This other Limerick man said, that's not true that you fornicated with that girl just before her death. And McCourt says to him, well, how old are you? I said, you weren't even alive at the time. How would you know? And the man didn't answer the question about his age. He said, there's such a thing as research. He's spoken to people. So he's not liked by everyone in Limerick, who thinks that he exaggerated the negative aspects of living in Limerick at the time. And he glossed over the positivity, the community spirit, the philanthropy of Limerick, and he perhaps exaggerated the pauperism of his family and so on. So, yeah, that is him, Frank McCourt, Limerick's most famous son. And there certainly used to be Frank McCourt walking tours. I don't know if they're going on anymore. I wish I'd gone on one. So it was a fascinating depiction of like mid-20th century Limerick, a vanished era. I mean, I remember even my childhood coming to Limerick in the 1980s, and I mean, a lot of it was very shabby. There were a lot of derelict buildings. A lot of things needed to be cleaned up. Quite a few rubbish on the street, even in fairly central streets. It is improved immeasurably. We have a new thing, immigration, okay, because people coming in from China, from Nigeria, from Brazil, from Romania, becoming Irish citizens in many cases, from India, because, you know, Republic of Ireland is such a desirable place to live, and we've achieved such resounding success. So much to be proud of. Anyway, and here we are near the Crescent, and you can deduce why it's called the Crescent, and there's that school. Okay, Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Crescent School is obviously a Roman Catholic boys' school. Was it run by Jesuits who tended to try and educate the upper crust? And that's indeed where Richard Harris, the actor, went to. And being from a pucker family, he played rugger. So he was not that much into the GAA. Remember, you couldn't play garrison sports. as well as GAA. So if you're going to play hurling or Gaelic football, you couldn't be playing football or soccer, as we often say here, rugby, cricket, anything like that. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com, and pay a visit to Limerick. Toodaloo.